from KQED.
Earlier this year, in his State of the City address, Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti said what way too many people here in L.A. already know.
We're still the least affordable housing market in the country.
So what does the mayor aim to do about it?
I set the goal of building 100,000 units of housing in the city by 2021.
And the city needs it. This week, Angelenos got yet another reminder of just how bad the region's housing crisis is.
Low-income populations happen to be particularly hard hit, but it's pervasive at all income levels.
Alan Greenlee heads the Southern California Association of Nonprofit Housing. In a report issued this week, the association estimated you'd need to make four times the state minimum wage, or about $36 an hour, to afford an average LA County rent.
Rent's rising at approximately 27%, while incomes continue to go down.
Greenlee praises Mayor Garcetti for pledging another $10 million to LA's Affordable Housing Trust Fund, but
the sad fact of the matter, though, is that trust fund at its highest point was $100 million, and it's at approximately $25 million now, and a $10 million investment, while good, it's a far cry short of what we need.
There are other proposals, no less than half a dozen, unveiled by L.A. Councilman Gil Cedillo this week. That includes the creation of more so-called micro-units.
We're talking units in the range of 400 to 600 square feet, more modest single units. You know, the rest of the world lives that way.
Cedillo also wants the city to ease the permit process for secondary units, like converted garages and backyard pool houses.
Bring them online, allow for the permitting of them, make sure we bring them up to code, but this is not a bad idea. This is not something that you should, you know, be hiding, but actually something that should receive the support of the city.
Advocates are also calling for more permanent supportive housing for the city's homeless, a population that's grown by more than 10% over the last 2 years.